Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program with the folks who flat out get her done, our state's farmers and ranchers. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. I don't know about the folks on the farm, but I expect yours is the same experience at the mailbox. About 80% of what we receive winds up in recycling. Last week, I received a publication simply entitled SD Corn 2019 Annual Report. It caught my eye and it stayed in the house. The reason it didn't look familiar is because it's the first effort of its kind by South Dakota Corn, and I'll tell you what, it's truly worth taking a little time to review. I should mention this 2019 annual report was mailed to 12,000 grain farmers in the state, and that's a bunch. I'd like to preview just a bit what you're going to find when you read through the report, beginning with the fact that during 2019, the South Dakota Corn Growers was involved in some really big issues, including the Farm Bill, crop insurance improvements, year-round approval of E15, and continuing work to increase the export market for corn. In Pierre, the Corn Growers represented farmers on a number of issues, including ag land classification. There's a little saying regarding the checkoff, a penny can go a long way. For example, it funds research, market development, promotion, and education. That penny was a force in the Precision Ag Facility Project at South Dakota State, plus it helped get Ringneck Energy started in Oneida. That same penny has helped with a carbon retention study that could open doors to new markets for South Dakota ethanol. Now, on a personal note, South Dakota Corn was amongst the first organizations to support our Stockyards Ag Experience Barn at Falls Park, and listen to what's happened in a little over 2 years. We've had visitors from 49 states, 17 foreign countries, and thousands of youngsters who left knowing a little bit more about where their food comes from. Make certain that you read the article involving South Dakota Corn's ongoing effort to reach out to consumers. The SD Corn 2019 annual report is really well done, well worth your time to read. Hey, as always, be safe in your work, hang in as best you can, and thanks a bunch for all that you do.